Good evening. I was just sitting about waiting for the arrival of a medium to leave past and to let me have the body for a few minutes. And trust when I say this, I don't possess the body. It's too small anyway. I couldn't fit in there if I wanted to. What I was doing just a moment ago is I was playing with this young man's fingers back here. Well, I wasn't playing with him. I was just riding up and down on him. Quite a thrill, you know. He tickles those little ivory things so beautifully. Did you notice that sometimes his fingers aren't connected to his brain? Well, yeah, it just kind of takes over. The spirit just kind of takes him over, I think it is. It's like when the little girl over here, she was just... I didn't mean to call you a little girl, but you are a little girl. I was talking about this little girl over here, and she started to sing. And it's like not a bird, not a chorus, not even like an angel. It's more like the breath of the Creator. It just flows from her in such an even formation of particles. Did you ever notice when she's singing, sometimes you can feel it better than you can hear it? That's because it is the breath of life. And then there's this young fella sitting next to me, medium here. Young fella he is, I tell you. But what a blessing he is to your earth plane. Well, I could go on and tell you all about that. I could even tell you about the young fella named Alex over there that my medium picked on all the way through his session. And by the way, Alex, paybacks are kind of tough on him because tomorrow I'm taking his whole session. He doesn't know it yet, so don't tell him. I'll tell him later on this evening. No, he had told me one time, he said, you know what I love about when we go places with Lee Carroll? He says that the people really love you, Master Cure. And I said, do they? He said, oh yeah, they do. And I said, well then why don't you give me more time with them? He'd have an answer for that one. So, tomorrow I'd like you to prepare your questions and answers. And we'll set up a microphone over here. And now, let me just give you an example. I'll give you an example of how this works, and I'm going to bring my good friend crying about. See this aisleway right there, all the way up there where that big fella standing. You go to the top row, and you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 5. Would you stand up just a moment, please? How do I know these things? Number 5, that's it. Are you number 5? You're number 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You tomorrow can be first in line. Because you have a question, don't you? Isn't that amazing how I know these things? Blessed, you can sit back down. But so tomorrow, I'm going to let the medium have about 5 minutes with you. He'll probably do something like shameless advertising, as he calls it. I'll let him have about 5 minutes with you, and then I'm going to let you come and ask him questions. And then later on, I don't think that's in the tomorrow. I think that's in the next day. Whenever he was scheduled here, I'll be here for him. Don't worry about a thing. But I came here with a message this evening. And my message is quite simple. There are many on your human world right now that have come to the sanctity of knowing. Listen to what I'm saying now. They no longer are willing to use three dynamic little words in succession with themselves. Those three words, I don't know. They, my friends, are the cancer of your vocabulary. Because the moment you say, I don't know, that's the moment you cut off your higher self. Now, did you know you got a higher self for starters? Of course you did. You're all spiritual next to people. What does the higher self have to do with the I don't know? Nothing. In fact, it looks forward to you saying, I don't know. You say, Kira, could you be plain with us? Yeah, I'll be as plain as I can. Your higher self has got its own journey, my friends. It's got its own learning, its own evolution. It's evolving constantly. So when you say, I don't know, it's free to carry on with its journey. But you see, if you don't say it, when someone says, how much water does this ship replace? If you say, I don't know, you'd be telling the truth, right? But what if you said something else? What if you said, you know what, that's a grand question. If it's that important to you, I'm going to help you find the answer. As long as you don't say, I don't know, what if someone says to you, let me ask you this, and by the way, just because the medium's eyes are closed doesn't mean mine are. Let me ask you this. How do you think I counted to five to find the one I was looking for? I want you to do me a grand service. First of all, I want you all... Now, I was going to tell you, close your eyes, but you're all friends. I want you all to tell me how many in this audience would like to become a channel or a better channel than they've already become. Please raise up your hands. Take a look around you, my friends. You see it? It's spreading like wildfire. It is. It's the knowingness that you should be channeling. But why, for God's sakes, don't you start on something easier? Why not channel your higher self? The next time somebody asks you a question like, do angels ever fight with each other? Instead of saying, well, I didn't know, I'm not an angel. Why don't you call on your higher self? Call it higher self if you want to. Say, higher self, do angels fight? And then listen. Now listen to what I'm going to say. Don't wait for your higher self to come in right over by your ear bone here and go, no, they don't. Listen to your heart speak. And your heart will say, I would imagine at some point in their evolution, they probably did. But I'm thinking now they've probably quit it. Now, which is a better answer? That one or... Let it go, my friends. Start your channeling today. Start your channeling today. Open up your heart. Let yourself be free of this dimensional pull that you call Earth unknowing. And let yourself join forces with the spirit of knowing. Earth unknowing, spirit knowing, you make a choice. And I'm thinking this, all of a sudden, your world gets so much the more powerful. I'm going to let the beautiful Cryon energy come and share with you. But before I do, let me say this. They call me a seventh dimensional being. Well, thank you. Did you want to take another one? That's a nice picture, wasn't it? It's very pleasant. I like pictures. There are those that call me a seventh dimensional being. Then there are those who would suggest, wait a minute, I thought the only people or the only beings were the great masters like Master Jesus, and he's only from the sixth dimension. How did you get to become from the seventh dimension? And I'll tell you a number of reasons, but here's the best one I can think of. Thank you. Here's the best one I can think of. Hold on, don't spill the water. If I don't water the medium every now and then, he gets all dusty. The reason I'm from the seventh dimension, because it's the dimension of transformation. And we go around the cosmos looking for little planets such as this that are looking for a great shift. And we make an appearance. And we work with the magnetic forms that are here. We don't dominate them. We don't try to fix them or tell them anything. We look at what they're doing and we try to enhance it. And don't you know, when they see us coming, thank you, when they see us coming, they want the same thing. You have no idea how popular I am, Cryon. They're taking pictures of me. If you don't stop taking the pictures, I'm not like a crying talk, you know. I have more fun with the human world than almost any world I've ever had fun with. And I know that you think you shouldn't be saying that, because how can I be having fun when you've got people dying in the streets of Detroit or starving in Africa or dying in a war? How can you have fun? You know what it'll tell you? One day you're going to discover the most fun thing you can do is be in love. And when you find love, you find fun. And I'm telling you, I've found it. And I'm sharing it with you. So that said, me friends, I'm going to bring this most dynamic, beautiful, energetic pattern that you all so lovingly call Cryon. And don't you know, sometimes you say, hey, Cryon, what do you think about this? You have no idea who you're talking to. This is a magical being of light that's so deeply intensified in love and light. And it's here serving with this young fella Lee Carroll because it loves you. So go ahead and smile if you like. Cryon, how would you like to address the beautiful people today?
Greetings, dear ones. I am Cryon of Magnetic Service. Thank you, Party Master. Brothers on the other side of the veil. Indeed, we are. And if you felt, perhaps, a touch in your heart for either of us, from our realm to yours, it is because you are a sister, you are a brother as well. You know us both when you are not here. Sometimes this is a spectacle to some of you. Imagine speaking to an entity from the other side of the veil. Well, my brother just mentioned it. One that I ally with just mentioned it. And he said he has so much fun when he comes here for the human being. And I have mentioned it for 18 years, perhaps not in the same way. You wonder who comes to see whom. You want to know who's standing in line. We are. We don't get to talk to you that often, you know. We're the ones standing and waiting and tapping our toes, and we say to one another, will they get on with it? When can we come in again? We have to wait a week. We have to wait a month. We have to wait a day. That's how much we love you. That's how much, use the word emotion, we have for you. The love of God is strong. You cannot be joyful and not have a party. A party in your heart, a party in your soul. There are those who say the ones who are the most spiritual, they're the ones that are the most serious of all, and that we challenge you to find the joy in that. Look for a laughing monk. That's the one who has the love of God in his heart. What it does to you. So we wish to give you a number of points today. We'll give you two right now, two in a moment. About belief in general. The question has been asked not by one, but of several among you. And the question is this: how can I get beyond the brick wall of my belief? What is it that I have to do to accept these things that you are speaking of? Oh, I love to hear them, but when you're gone, they're gone. I cannot get past my own three-dimensional box. What can I do? And the first thing I would like to tell you is this. There is an apparatus. This is point one. A system, if you wish, an engine within your cellular structure called DNA. The next time you meet, I have asked my partner to go through the 12 interdimensional layers of DNA that I have given him to reveal their Hebrew names, their English equivalents, their meanings, what they do, what they're for. And one of them, part of the God layer group of the last three, is layer 10. And we're going to call it the belief layer. Inside each human being, there is chemistry that is interdimensional, if you wish, an attribute so strong that we call it the belief layer. Can you celebrate the fact that within your body there is something ready to help you to get beyond the obvious, waiting for you to talk to your cellular structure, waiting for you to say, I want to believe, but I cannot. Help me to do this. What is it I need to do? Tell me what it is I need to know. There is activation within your own chemistry that will assist you with something called faith. It has been noticed, even by your scientists. They have a name for it. They call it the God gene. Indeed, they've noticed it. That's why 85% of the Earth's population believes in the afterlife. That's more than a consensus. That's a majority, because it's intuitive. So the first step to get beyond the 3D box of unbelief is to go inside and speak to yourselves and say, I wish to enhance the process. Help me to do what is next. Help me to get past the obvious three dimensions I'm in. And that leads me to point two. I hope I can explain this. My partner, listen carefully. It is so difficult when you speak of interdimensional things. Restructure your perception. I'm going to give you an example. There are those of you who say, if my reality is based in 3D, I'm in a 3D box, how can I possibly think about things I cannot see? I'm going to give you an example. There are those who say, it is impossible, I cannot get beyond what I know. And I'm going to say, oh, yes, you can. There are those who say, I don't want to go beyond 3D. Put it in my box and I'll believe it. But if it's outside my box, I'm sorry, but I can't go with you. So I'll give you an example, and I'm going to ask you, what are you going to do with it? I want to tell a story briefly. I'm going to take you to the Aegean Sea, and I'm going to introduce you to a sailor in 1512. This is a real story. For there really was a sailor in 1512. He represents one of the Akash here with you. It's the last year of his life. He does not know that. And if he did, he wouldn't mind. For he loves the sea. He goes to and fro on the sea, and he has all his life, and many other lifetimes he has. He's been a sailor 11 times so far. It's what he does. It's in his DNA. It is an Akash, and he is pleased. He knows he'll die at sea. He has done it many times before, and that is all right, for he loves the ocean. When it's his time, it's his time. And he's in a storm. And he'll do fine. But he is concerned because he has lost the ability to navigate with the clouds covering, with the fog closing in, with the rain beating upon his craft. He has a full load of fish. He wants to go back to the harbor. And he's having a tough time knowing which direction to go. Normally, he would just fold the sails and wait until it passed. And he's about to do that when suddenly a vision happens. Now, this is just the story. This is just metaphoric. He didn't really have a vision, but I'm making one now, because you've got to go there with me and decide what you would do. He wants so bad to find land, to get out of this storm. He doesn't know how bad it's going to get. He fears for his life. I wish I could sail out of this squall. And here in this vision appears someone from 2006. It could be one of you. Let's say it is. And you're there with them, and you say, "Oh, Mr. Master Fisherman, I'm here to give you help. I am from the future. We have wonderful things. And in my hand, I have two things I'm going to give you. The first one is called radar. Look at this little screen here. Oh, look at that. The map shows where the land masses are. Here's another one. It's called Global Positioning System. Shows you where you are. Right on the earth, all you have to do is look at this tiny little dot. Take a look, that's where you are, that's where you want to go. And I'll tell you what this man, this 3D man of 1512 is going to do with you. He's going to call you the devil. And if you don't get out of there quick, he'll jump overboard to get out of your energy, because you've got black magic. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
He has brought himself to a position where he works in a 3D box. You are giving him what? Interdimensionality? No! You're giving him 3D things in your age. He will reject.
So here comes the Kryon. I've got some things for you. And they're out of the purview of your best imaginations. Here's a little radar screen. It's called spiritual intuition. Works with your DNA. Can help to heal your body. You can know what's up just by being in energy. You have a map of your own that helps guide you from one place to another. Here's something. We'll call it angelic positioning system. Helps you to know from one moment to another why you should be in love with yourself. Why it's appropriate and well with your soul. It's your higher self, and it wants to come to you. And I'll tell you, it's real.
Oh, it's interdimensional. But indeed, it is in the box, is it not? If you choose to take it and place it there.
Difficult it is to explain these things to you, except to say that you don't have to stretch too far to go into another age and pick up the jewels that we are offering of the future. I have two more things to tell you regarding this. I'm waiting on one of them. I'll tell you why. I'm about ready to pass it back to Master Curiel. Now, Master Curiel is here, and he has been waiting. Now, his medium is asleep, and his medium has not heard any of these things. When Master Curiel is finished, the next time his medium will come back, and that is when I wish to do something that his medium will also hear. Master Curiel.
I've got to be a bit honest out there with you for a moment. When Kryon started to talk about this old sea captain, I got a wee nervous. Because, you know, I've done a couple of lives myself on your earth plane. And one of, actually, I don't do the birth thing. I don't like that one. It's very uncomforting. But I did a couple of walk-in things. And honest as I could be, I thought he was talking about me there, but he was a little beyond in the time because it was back in the early 1400s. And I think, maybe he just got the date wrong. But sure enough, there I was. I'd already made the connection because I found out about all these wondrous the astronomers and energetic patterns. And there was these great discoverers and these seafaring men that was going across the oceans and finding untold beautiful things like silks and rices. And I said to the Creator, I said, I want to do that. And the Creator, who loves me a lot, you know, he said, all right, I'll give you a ship. And I said, oh, good. And the next thing I know, I'm walking up a gangplank, and they're saying, welcome aboard, Captain. And I'm saying, wow, not only am I on a ship, I'm the captain of the dam, see? I said dam, didn't I? I did. Sorry. But anyway, I'm the captain of this thing. So I'm thinking I'm pretty good, except there's a small problem. I've got to get with me higher self and find out how to steer the darn thing. Because I didn't have the slightest idea. So I turned to one that called me first mate, and I said, get us out apart, I said. And he said, gladly, Captain, welcome aboard. And next thing I know, we're out on the sea. And so I says to this young first mate, I says, what you got downstairs? Have we got any gold and silks and stuff? Because I'd heard about them from the other worlds. He said, no, we don't have them, Captain. I said, oh, what do we have? Do we have cargo of great value, like pearls and charms for the kings and queens of those who we're going to meet? He said, oh, no, Captain, we don't have them either. I said, for God's sakes, what have we got? He said, we've got men down there. And I said, well, what have we got them down there for? I said, we'll go take a look at them. So I walked down, and there, sure enough, the whole ship's belly was filled up with men in chains. And they was rowing the boat in chains, mind you. So I looked at me first mate, and I said, what in God the snake is this? And they said, they're slaves. I said, jeez, I got my first ship and I'm a slaver. How bad is that? I didn't come here to do that. But the God, you know, this creator that Cryon's talking about, it's got this most beautiful energetic pattern about it. It will let us do anything. It will let you be a soul of any age that you want to be. You can be a young soul if you want to. You can hold up the local 7-Eleven with your pistol. You can shoot somebody. And the Creator, well, that's part of the evolution, isn't it? So I went down there in that hold and I started talking to some of these beautiful men. And I got to know them. And then I came back up on top of the ship and I said to me, your first mate, I says, I'm going to steer the ship for a while. And of course, I'm the captain. I can't say nothing, right? So I started steering in a whole different direction. They said, oh, no, we've got to deliver these men. We've got to deliver them. I said, I know, but I'm going to deliver them something all brand new. And so I turned the boat in a great big old turn, and I took them back to where they came from. And I put them out on the shores, and I cut off their chains. And you know, I talked to a few of them. And they told me who they were and what they were going to do someday. And I said, oh, isn't that beautiful? One of those would turn out to be a young fella by the name of Martin Luther King Jr. And don't you know how proud to this day I am of that young fella? So what is the moral of what I'm trying to say to you? I'm trying to say to you that in your very fabric, in the weave of your consciousness, is always the right thing to do. The question is, does it fit with your evolutionary journey? Have you had the opportunity to experience being a down, loathsome being? Have you had the opportunity of being poor before? Have you been having an opportunity to be mean? And did somebody come about that would let you be mean to them? Well, you know, that's kind of how it works, doesn't it? You can't be mean to somebody unless they let you be mean to them. And you know that person that might let you be mean? Do you know how much they must love you to take that? Do you know how much that person who you have a hatred for today Oh, not all of you, of course. But somebody out here hates somebody. And you know that somebody that you might be hating? That might be one of your best spirit friends you've ever known. Taking on that body. Giving you the opportunity to hate in hopes that you'd get past it. But oh no, not you. You got that hate and you're going to hang on to it. And then if that doesn't work, you're going to go to war over it. But I'm going to tell you something, lads and lasses. Hear it well, then I'll get on my way and let me meet you back to listen to Cry On Finish Hope. Before you look at somebody dirty ragged out there on the beach next week, or before you're walking down the city block of New York and you see that person all homeless and out of money, just remember that might only be a vision for you, because you might never see it again. But that was a true being of God. And you know that person in your family that you haven't spoke to? What if that person has given you a gift that you'll never be able to repay? Martin Luther King Jr. said that day, standing on the shores of a place called Africa. He said, Master Kirill, one day I'm going to make a change in the world. I don't know what it is yet, but he said, there's too much hatred going on. And I said, you know what, laddie? When you do, I'll send my medium and he'll work with you. And today, my medium is doing the journey. Let go of your hates, my friend. Find your loves. Find your heart and be in love again. Love everything and everybody. Be safe, but love. For in that, you'll find the peace that you're searching for. And the last thing I say to you, my friends, in that time when Cryon found his medium and I woke mine up, they call it the concordance or the convergence or it's a C word somewhere. But I'll tell you what it is. It's when the population of the world chose to shift. And they'll never be able to shift back. So just like this little medium over here said earlier on today, when Mr. Gorbachev turned around the whole of Russia because he didn't want to fight anymore. You weren't prepared for it. Your governments weren't prepared for it. And they're sure as the Dickens not prepared for what's going to happen when you, what we call we the people, just simply say, no more. When the mothers of the world say to their sons, put the gun down, and they will. When the mothers of the world say to their husbands, put your fist in your pocket, he will. Because you see, everybody wants to live. Everybody wants to remember being in love. And with that, my friends, I'll be taking my leave and return my medium. God bless and mahalo.
Great words of promise, and it is a promise. I have waited now for Master Kirill to come back to where I am and return his medium, his consciousness, and his medium now can hear Cryon. I have waited for this moment to reveal to you something that he knows very well as Fred. He doesn't talk about it a lot. His epiphany, his transformation just recently. For even with my partner first met him, and then years later he was not Kahu, then, and he is now.
And you might say, well, what made the difference between then and now? And why would he take the name? What does it mean? And where did it come from?
And I will tell you from this side of the veil what we see in the interdimensional parts of his sacredness, that there has been a shift even with him in the last 2 years.
He claimed his lineage fully and completely so you could hear it fully and completely. Without being ashamed, he took on the name of Master Spiritual Teacher and inserted the Kahu before his earthly name. He is now so much Kahu that the Fred is beginning to diminish. And you might say, where did Kahu come from? And I'll tell you, my friends, and he knows this, for it is the part of a name in Lemuria, which means the same thing. We spoke of this before, 2 years ago, in that Lemurian place called Shasta. And we told you that a portion of his name, which he uses now, a nickname that he uses now, was one that they used to sing. Lemurians did that. One of the differences between you and them, a big one, they always sang each other's names in ceremony. Oh, the Lemurian weddings were beautiful. You should have heard these. The husband starts by kneeling and singing his wife's name at the top of his voice. Sings it, all of it. Sometimes it can last a minute, minute and a half. It's a long name. Their names were like choruses in the wind. Beautiful. He stands and his wife then sings to him his name. Together for the joining process, they sing another name. A name they have agreed, which will be the name of the wedding energy.
And it has a separate name, a third name. Beautiful it is.
Kahu is shorthand for a much longer name that sings. I will not sing it all, but somehow I want to start just to tell you it's beautiful. It starts, Kahu Milaimi, Kahu Milaimi, and goes from there to a beautiful song.
He reached down into his own Akash, into the memory, and picked it out. And that's who he is.
His greatest strength, and the one he is feeling coming up, is that of healing.
Oh, his teaching is profound. And he will remind you of the energies of Earth just as he did today. But I will read his future for you. For it is filled with Kahu, the healer master. And there will be many who will come to him just for the healing that he has. And he will reach down in his Akash and bring that forward too. Let me tell you about Lemurians. They had a perceptual dimension. It is in DNA layer 7 and 8. This will be given in the next meeting. 7 and 8 together is the Lemurian connection layers. Together, 7 and 8. They equal a 6 in numerology. The 6 is the master. It is the most sacred number on earth.
And the medium of a Master Kariel, who is Kahu, gave you the information today. It is absolutely so. Look at the numerology. Look at the 6. It is communication. But 7 and 8 are the Lemurian layers, and they are extra perception of dimensionality. They understood DNA. Doesn't everyone? They could see the structure. It's intuitive. There were those who would say, how can that be? How can you be born with intuitive knowledge of how things work? The solar system, DNA, all of these things. I will tell you, it is just like the animals have this extra sense on your planet. You call it instinct. They come out of the mother's womb and instantly they know how to forage for food. They know who their enemies are. They're ready to fight and flee. There are some things that don't have to be taught. They know them. It's inside their DNA. Lemurians had that. Layer 7 and 8. And you have it too. It's been dormant all these years. So we told you that layer 10 was the belief layer. This helps you to get going. That there's a structure that is sacred that enhances it so you will not be left on the doorstep asking for help. But there is something within you which will enhance for you the belief in unseen things, future things, like I just told you. I have those who say, I still don't get it. All right, let me tell you this. You go to your vehicle and you sit in the seat and you start it up and you drive away. And I'm going to ask you, how in the world can you do that without a manual? Don't you have to understand the inner workings of the automatic transmission? What about the internal combustion engine? And you're saying, well, no, we don't have to know those things, you see, because all we have to do is get in and go. Oh, really? Why don't you get into the vehicle of God and get in and go? Do you have to have the ascension manual? Really? Really? If I show you where the steering wheel is and the accelerator, are you okay not to have all of the parts listed? I'll show you where the steering wheel and the accelerator is. It's in that heart called human. That's where the shift's happening. Do you dare do it? Do you dare say in your moments that are quiet, dear God, tell me what it is I need to know. I'm gripping the steering wheel. I've got the accelerator. Let's do it. Do you dare do that? Because I'm going to tell you, that's the vehicle of God. That's part of your own sacredness. That's layer 12, by the way. It's all there. You want to get out of your 3D box? It's not that hard. And you don't have to understand. You don't have to have the manual. And the final step is implement the invisible. When you find out what works, do it. And then there'll be those who say, I still understand. I can't get into these concepts. Well, let me ask you this. Do you have the concept of love? Find me the manual for that one. And you've got it, don't you? Love is so powerful between human beings that when they fall in love, they go temporarily insane. Where's the manual for that? How do you put that in your 3D box? You don't, do you? But you believe it because you've implemented the invisible. Can you love someone in this room? Perhaps the one next to you. Perhaps not. Can you love someone in the room? And when you do you know that there's an energy that pours out of you that is palatable to spirit that you can see in the interdimensional plane? Did you know that? It's in the vehicle of God, and you're using it. And it's interdimensional, and you can feel it inside your body. You call it your heart. It's part of the activation, every cell in your body when you're in love. I'm in love with you. Can you love yourself like that? Can you love the golden angel that stands next to you with your face on it?
Can you be in love with spirit? Do you dare do that? We didn't call this a healing meeting, you know. We're sitting next to Ko, and he knows what to do right now. Because there's one of you here that needs a healing before you leave this vehicle. Now we're going to start now, pouring the love to you. Your biology's in trouble and you know it. I'm not going to identify you. What I'm going to do is I'm going to ask all of those in this assemblage to implement the invisible. I'm going to tell you there's a cosmic intelligence that intuitively you will see this person, not their face, but their countenance, the country they come from, the trouble they're in. And I want you to pray for them right now. I want you to turn your light to them right now. I want you collectively to begin a healing for this one. Be the lighthouses that you came to be. You don't have to know the name of the ship, do you, to turn on the light and steer them into the harbor, do you? Do you need the manual? Do you need their name, really? Do you really need their face? Or can you get into that vehicle and drive it? Turn on that light. Right now, I'm going to ask you to send light to this person. And they're going to know who they are. And they're going to feel their cells start to vibrate. That's why they came here, and they knew it. You want to know who you are? You're here to help them heal. That's who you are. Today. So much to discuss. So much love to give. Until the next time. And won't be long. We're so glad you're not going to make us wait a week. So it is.
So as you're sending that healing out to that being, also, let's send healing out to the ship. Just see a wonderful light from your higher self floating through the ship, touching each special being on the ship. And let's bring harmony and love to all. Everywhere on this ship, knowing that it'll go out from there to the oceans, spreading to the planet. See the planet glowing in golden light. And hold this as your truth and your intention. And so it is.